You're listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
I'm with a guy who played with the Montreal Expos for over 11 years, and he's now a bench coach for the Florida Marlins. I'm talking about Tim Wallach. Tim Wallach, thank you so much for being with me.
My pleasure.
Tim, the reason I'm calling you is because you played with Tim Raines for 11 years, and it's likely he will be in the Hall of Fame. And I'd like to know, how amazing was it to play with Tim Raines?
He was one of probably the three best players I played with three or four best players I played with in my career. And the other three are in the Hall of Fame, so I kind of feel like that's where he belongs. He did things that very few people could do. You know, the base stealing part is obviously one of them, but one of the best switch hitters in the game in history. The thing that I respected about him the most was he didn't just steal bases when they didn't matter or when nobody cared about it. He didn't steal third base that much with two outs and, you know, just to pad his numbers. But every time you needed a stolen base and everybody knew he was running, they couldn't throw him out. And that to me is a sign of one of the best base stealers of all time.
Are you surprised it's taken so long for him to be inducted? I ask that because, I mean, this is his final chance, his 10th and final chance. And suddenly, you know, people are now realizing that he's a Hall of Famer. His stats hasn't changed.
No, I am surprised. You know, there's been a lot of pretty good players that have come along in the last 8 or 9 years that have gotten into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure that affects or skews the number of votes you get it on and off at different times. But, he's been a Hall of Famer from the first year that he was available or able to be voted in, so I don't think that changes. So I am a little bit surprised that he hasn't been in already, and certainly I hope that happens for him today. He's one of the best guys I ever played with, too. Just fun, just a good guy, good man all the way around.
That's my next question. Tell me the type of person Tim Raines is.
He had as much fun playing the game as anybody I was ever around. Always had a smile on his face. Played the game hard, played it to win. And I don't think I would be surprised if you could find anybody that played with him that didn't enjoy playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because of his talent, just his personality. He is just a good, fun-loving guy that played the game hard and played it as well as just about anybody.
I suppose
played it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. That was it. Go ahead.
You know, I spoke to Jim Fanning before he passed away. And he talked about how he thought Tim Raines was supposed to be the next Joe Morgan at second base. Do you remember Tim Raines playing second base? And because I know after a few years he was back, he was in the outfield. But do you remember him as a second baseman?
Yeah, I signed in 1979 out of college, and I went to Double-A Memphis, and Tim was there. He was playing second base at the time. I think about it. His hands were not great at the time,
And
that's part of why he ended up moving to the outfield. But as good a player as he was and as hard as he worked, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't have surprised me if he would have turned into an above average second baseman. He just, he was such a good athlete. He worked so hard, and I don't know, he had probably played 3 or 4 years max at second base at the time.
Right.
So I think he would have ended up being a very good second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
I just think for him to get to the big leagues and play, as quickly as he did, I think the move to the outfield was the best move for him. He turned out to be a very good left fielder.
Yes, he did. And I got to tell you, the thing I most admire about him is that when he became a bench player, he was just as deadly. And especially when he's with the Yankees. And can you talk about how amazed you were that he was able to adjust as a bench player?
Well, I know from personal experience, the toughest thing for me being an everyday player was to come off the bench and try and contribute and not play every day. That is, it is hard. It is really hard to do. And I have total respect for guys that can do that. Even though they've been bench players, you know, there are guys that are great bench players that have been that their whole career. But it is really hard to do when you sit for 3 or 4 days and then to have to come off the bench and face a closer or eighth-inning guy throwing 95 to 98 miles an hour every day and come through and get big hits like a lot of these guys do. It is really tough. So for him to be able to do that after being such a great everyday player for so long was pretty amazing. It is something that is really hard to do. You have to have a different mindset to do that.
Is there a moment in Montreal that stands out that you remember that something Rains did that stood out? I know you were there in 81 when you guys went to the postseason. Is there anything that stands out when it comes to Tim Rains, a moment that stands out?
Yeah, I mean, he had so many, but I still remember I believe it was 87. He was a 1987. He was a free agent and ended up re-signing with us in Montreal. And he had to sit out, and I'm not sure. I know it was at least a month.
That's correct.
And it may have been longer than that. I'm not sure. But the first game back, he came back, and I remember we're in New York. And he had, for missing spring training and basically missing the first month of the year, I don't remember the exact amount of hits or things, but he came back and showed we were a completely different team as soon as he got put in the lineup. And I think he got 3 or 4 hits that day.
Correct,
and,
4 hits.
It was pretty amazing.
That is.
And I think he had one of his best years that year, and only playing, you know, whatever it was, 4.5, 5 months of the season.
Yes, he did. It 334 that year. He almost won the batting title.
So, yeah, he had an incredible year.
Yes. Listen, Tim Wallach, thank you so much for helping us. You remember Tim Raines and everything, and I really appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure.